Pollard, we were talking about a video that we had seen from Indonesia where the monkey jumps off a bicycle, runs over to this little toddler kid, grabs the kid and drags the kid down this little sort of laneway that they're sitting in. Take a listen to this.
Wait. Hey, Mas!
So we discussed that yesterday on the show.
Different ways to kidnap.
Well, that's what, I guess.
Just horrendous.
So we don't think it's just some random thing that the monkey's done. Because like I said, I went to the monkey forest there in Bali. And the monkeys are nuts, mate. They try and grab everything from you.
Yeah, but this one that was nicking the kid was like on a lead.
Yeah.
And it
sinister. Sinister stuff.
Oh.
But we received a Facebook message from our mate, Loose Liz.
Loose Liz!
That's the first time she's heard that sting we've had made for her because she calls so much.
Loose Liz!
Love it.
You are as loose as they get, Liz. You claim this happened to you and your kid in Bali.
I could not believe it when I heard you talking yesterday. I was like, they're not going to believe that actually happened to me when I was in the monkey place at Bali, and my first was 6 months old, Oliver, and I had him in one of those like a baby carrier, and the monkey came, jumped on my back on my shoulder and tried to pull him out of the carrier, and I was just like freaking out massive, and it ended up ripping his hat off, and then we just threw our bag at it so it would just go away. Ran off at the back.
The monkey doesn't really know what they're doing though, do they? They just see something little and they try and grab it. Is that what you feel?
I'm sure you can tell it's not like a bag. It was a human and it was a hairless monkey. Leave it alone.
Can the monkey tell that though? Can the monkey
sort of...
So manky and savage over there. They're not even cute. They're horrible looking.
Pollard refuses to go. She said,
because I went. Oh. I went that one time and the monkey pulled a worm out of its tassel in front of my very eyes. And that was the very last time I ever will go to Bali again. I won't go there.
It's creepy because they are monkeys, but they're so human-like in their actions when they're.
Well,
it looks like.
Are we descendants?
Yeah.
Of the ape.
They look really dodgy. They look like they're stalking you and they're going to get you.
It looks like they know what they're doing, these monkeys. Yeah. Like they know that they're up to no good. So you panicked, obviously, grabbed the kid's hat, but you thought that there was a chance that the monkey was going to grab the kid from the holster.
He had him, like he was pulling him. I had to hold on to him tight, like he was trying to take him.
Jeez, Liz.
Oh, my goodness.
Squealing.
And are you like Pollard in the fact that you'll never go back there, or that's not enough to put you off?
No, never, because then after that, and then you have to take your six-month-old back into the dodgy van that you got in to get there with no car seatbelt or anything, you can go back home and take
him. Loose Liz!
That's just the way you do Bali, mate. That's not like the rest of us.